of the years, and in the midst of the years make known, in wrath remember mercy. But there are also those who go on frowardly in their own way. The Lord says to them, repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. Let those who name the name of God search their hearts to see whether they be in the faith. Let them search the word carefully, reviewing the experience of God's ancient people. Brothers and sisters, the Laodicean message is the call to gather together before the decree. It's the call for the Lord to revive once again this work in a people that has been wandering in the wilderness of Laodicea. Those of us that hear this call to awaken need to send our sins beforehand to judgment, that we might be among those that receive this refreshing. Now, this blotting out experience that comes from the presence of the Holy Spirit during the latter rain in this last passage was in the context of Laodiceans, this message that she says we must proclaim with power. But in Review and Herald, August 19th, 1890, she says this: the state of the church represented by the foolish virgins is also spoken of as the Laodicean state. The message to the Laodiceans is the message to the foolish virgins. Brothers and sisters, when the Laodiceans get spewed out of the mouth of the Lord, it's the foolish virgins that are getting spewed out of the mouth of the Lord. It's the foolish virgins that are having the door of their probation shut. And the Laodicean condition has been described many ways. One place, good explanation for it, is Testimonies, Volume 8, page 247. Not an explanation, description. The heavenly teacher inquired, what stronger delusion can beguile the mind than the pretense that you are building on the right foundation and that God accepts your works, when in reality you are working out many things according to worldly policy and are sinning against Jehovah? Oh, it is a great deception, a fascinating delusion that takes possession of minds when men who have once known the truth mistake the form of godliness for the spirit and power thereof, when they suppose that they are rich and increased with goods and in need of nothing, while in reality they are in need of everything. God has not changed towards his faithful servants who are keeping their garments spotless, but many are crying peace and safety, while sudden destruction is coming upon them. Unless there is thorough repentance, unless men humble their hearts by confession and receive the truth as it is in Jesus, they will never enter heaven. When purification shall take